I know the man. This man is probably steaming with that loss and has reviewed the film. Great Ron Jaworski is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. All right, Ron, it's either the defense squandered the 17-point lead or a bad play calling and bad performance by the offensive personnel where the Eagles didn't match what Carolina's doing. What side are you on here?
Well, Mike, as we always say, it's never one thing, and I think it was a combination of things going badly in that fourth quarter. I think clearly the Eagles got conservative from a defensive perspective, and it was kind of interesting after watching the Giants game last Thursday and this game, the Eagles have blitzed a total of 6 times in 2 games. I mean, their percentage is way down. Now, that really works. When you're getting the pressure like the Eagles defensive line did for 3 quarters yesterday.
Yeah.
But by the way, you know, Carolina made an adjustment as well. You know, they kept some people in the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gave those routes some time to develop down the field. And they were now negating that Eagles 4-man rush and creating voids that secondary. So, you know, I would have liked to have seen Schwartzy pick it up a little bit with the pressure, because Cam Newton is a guy that you need to rattle. If you let him get comfortable, he'll do exactly what he did in that fourth quarter. He will cut you up. He's got that kind of ability. And now from the offensive perspective, I just don't understand the pass mentality. It just, you got to, well, they came back out of field with a 10-point lead, although it was 17-0 at one point. But there was one run from a minute 24 of the third quarter, Carson Wentz sneak to the Wendell Smallwood run that last drive. And, you know, the good teams in this league, and this is a good team, by the way, this Eagle team, but you've got to salt away a win like that. You don't give Cam Newton 3 opportunities to throw for 202 yards in the fourth quarter. So it wasn't one thing. I think the defense got a little lackadaisical. I think they could have picked up the pressure a little bit. And also, I think the offense should have, with this offensive line, put it in their hands. Grind it out. Knock them off the ball. You know, get first downs, control the ball.
Well, what does it tell you that they don't run the football? Because it tells me that he doesn't trust his runners. And if that's the case, then they got to change something up. But the general manager's got to come through for him in some way. Well, I mean, how else do you interpret this?
Yeah, I can't read the coach's mind, you know, what he's thinking. But obviously, this offense doesn't have a workhorse running back. It's running back by committee. It just has not been effective this far. So, for whatever reason, I don't know what's in the coach's head, because, hey, he has proven he can be a terrific play caller. But, you know, as I was watching that game, Mike, you know, I get a lot of random thoughts in my head, and I was thinking of Dick Vermeil when he was the head coach of the St. Louis Rams. They had the greatest show on turf, and he would tell me that Mike Martz was one of those guys. He was a great designer, but sometimes you get carried away. And coach would tell me, he would go down to Mike Martz and say, Mike, number 28, that number 28 is Marshall Faulk. Don't forget about the running game. We must have a balanced offense. So, you know, someone's got to get in Doug's ear, and even though he's the head coach, say, hey, let's don't forget about the running game. Maybe one of those offensive linemen. Maybe one of the tight ends. Maybe those running backs. Coach, you know, we got a lead here. Let's milk the clock. But it just didn't happen.
Well, doesn't the same principle apply that he's watching Schwartz like back off and giving him gulps of yardage to get down the field with quick drives to score? Doesn't he have the same responsibility to say, hey, Jimmy, I want to change things up. I'm going to put some heat here.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the pressure should have been picked up when they saw what Carolina was doing and create some pressure, get Cam playing fast. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he would make a mistake like he did. Think back to last year in that Thursday night game where, you know, Cam was very, in fact, he was erratic in the first 3 plays before that fourth down completion. He was erratic. You know, they had him playing fast. They had his feet moving. He had his mind thinking quickly. The fourth down play obviously was the killer. And, you know, we're all going to say 4th and 15 and 4th and 10 right now are the two are the two keys of this season, being 3 and 4 or 5 and 2.
All right, let's move it up to I want to get the Jaworski play call here. They get the big pass interference. They get down there, and the first play is almost intercepted, which is a bad throw and bad decision by Carson Wentz. Then they run Smallwood, and he gets 8. Now it's 3rd and 2. They've got 2 timeouts. They're in 4-down territory. What play you calling there?
Well, there was nothing wrong with the play call. I think this one was on Carson. I think he had Smallwood in the left flat. He had leverage on the linebacker inside. It was a good pre-snap read. You could see he was going to get outside. The corner of that side was off. So it was really Smallwood in the flat, get the first down, give him the football. Carson came off it quickly. He tried to come back inside. that wasn't there to Goddard. And then he came back into Alshon Jeffrey, and where there was good coverage down the field. But in that situation, I think the smart play would have been give it to Smallwood in the flat, move the chains, get a first down.
Ron, what did you think of Carson's performance? I mean, we used to hammer McNabb for not getting the ball down the field when he's got it in certain areas. I mean, is that fair to criticize the quarterback for? He didn't exactly look like he had the zeal that he needed to have. He looked a little timid on that in the last couple drives.
Yeah, the last couple plays, I think there were plays to be made. He didn't, but when you look at the full body of work, Carson was absolutely tremendous. I thought he had an outstanding game. You know, he threw with pinpoint accuracy. Some of those throws there was good coverage. You know, he darted from the pocket a few times, obviously on a touchdown pass to Goddard. You know, he manufactured a touchdown there with his leg. So I think when you look at the full body of work, I thought he had a tremendous football game.
All right. Dallas just got Mark Cooper for a first-round pick. Do you believe the Eagles have to make a move to stay in this? And if not, where are they right now? To me, they don't look like a very good football team. They haven't really beaten anybody that's any good. So where are they without a move?
Yeah, you know, this move with Amari Cooper, you know, may prompt the Eagles to do something. And you know, we spoke last week. I was okay with the running back by committee, but quite honestly, after watching yesterday's performance, I'm not on board with that. And if there's an opportunity to possibly acquire, you know, one of these running backs are available, but hey, you know, look at the Patriots just lost, you know, their running back. They're probably looking for someone now as well. So, you know, running backs just don't fall from trees and become starters in this league. But you know, hey, Dallas made a move. You know, they needed a playmaker. You know, Amari Cooper 2 years ago was phenomenal. He wasn't as good last year. And right now, Gruden is stocking up on, you know, three number one draft choices for next year and $75 million under the cap. So they're going to go to Vegas with a good football team in 2020. But find one of those teams looking to make a move. And, you know, we all know Howie. Howie loves to make a deal. You know, he was executive of the year a year ago. You know, he's scouring every team's roster. He's talking to everybody. Howie will do whatever it takes to make the team better.
All right, but how good are they right now? What are they right now? Can they win the division? Like, what are they? What's their ceiling here?
Well, you know, obviously it's a team that's struggling a little bit, but I still think there's an incredible talent on the football team. The secondary, clearly on a consistent level, must play better. You know, that's kind of obvious. And you know, for those guys to play well, which they did for three quarters, they were getting good pass rush. So the key is, you know, the pass rush, you look at that Tennessee game, and then you look at this game, when they needed a play in a critical down and distance situation, they didn't get it from the defense. So, you know, the defense has to hone up to their misgivings as well.
All right, Ron, not a good day. You know, I'm looking at the rest of their schedule. I don't know what I can count on as a win anymore.
No, you can't. In fact, hey, you know, we'll all be over in London, or many of us will be over there. The good thing is Jacksonville's playing horrible football right now. They've got all kinds of issues themselves, but you know, you can't look at the schedule now and say, you know, here's a win. I mean, Washington is scratching out wins. You know, Dallas a couple weeks ago looked really good against Jacksonville, so we'll get another test. But I thought yesterday's game was going to be a litmus test of where the Eagles were, and obviously, you know, blowing a 17-point lead in this league it just doesn't happen. In fact, it never happened for the Carolina Panthers until yesterday. So that goes to show you how difficult that is to do. Right now, you can't put a W at any of these games that you look at down the road right now. The Eagles were favored in seven games to start this season, and they're 3-4.
Yeah, and of course, London, who knows about that game, because that team doesn't look very good, but the Eagles don't look very good now. So you'll be in London.
Yeah.
Well, cheerio to you. Huh? have fun over there, brother. We'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right. There he is. That's Ron Jaworski, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best.